But Rob, talk to me a little bit about closing line value and when you fire, why you fire at certain times, and basically what you're looking for when you're looking for this stuff.
Yeah, so the running joke that Preston was talking about is, you know, you can't really eat CLV, so it's not like you can take it to the window and cash it in and go out for lunch with it. So the problem is it does have to convert. And so, but what I do is I fire early. So I want to get down before anybody's really moved the market. So I'm looking to get in somewhere before 10 o'clock. Usually it's before 9 o'clock, I'll enter the market. And really my goal is to buy, say, just think of it as a stock. Like I want to buy it cheaper than everybody else is buying it. So, you know, if I bought the Yankees or the, I bought the Astros today at like minus 151 and it closed at minus 168. So I got that game about 18 cents better than market, which ultimately means the market agreed with me what I was trying to do, but I got it cheaper than everybody else.
Right. And that's very important, especially for someone who, would you consider yourself a flat bettor, Rob?
No, I don't flat bet. No, I bet on my edges. But so the one thing I want to point out, Tommy, because a lot of people will ask me, why did you pick this team? Or I can't believe you think Tillman's going to win today. So when I make a bet, I'm not
betting. That was me, by the way.
Right. Yeah, and fuck you. I was like out to lunch with my family, half drunk, and you're trolling me about Tillman. So fuck you for that. but the point is, I'm not betting who's going to win the game. I don't know who's going to win the game. I'm just betting which numbers I think are bad. And so that's what I'm looking for.
Right. So you're basically looking, when we talk about CLV, you know, closing line value, you're looking for value. You're looking for things that are underpriced or overpriced, and you're looking to take advantage of the inefficiencies in the market.